We are Utah's Morning News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Utahns along a wide section of the Wasatch Front received an alert on their cell phones to tell them about yesterday's Amber Alert.
It was delivered using technology that has never been used in Utah before, and it worked. The woman who found the little girl got one of those alerts. And Joe Doherty with the Utah Division of Emergency Management told us how it works.
This is an amazing technology that exists now. This is one of the great blessings of living in the 21st century when everybody has a device in front of them that can give them emergency information wherever they are. The wireless emergency alert is part of a partnership between FEMA, the FCC, and all of the wireless carriers to be able to push emergency information to certain devices that are capable of receiving those alerts. So we call this a wireless emergency alert, or WEA, W-E-A, and the WEA-capable phones are the ones that receive that alert.
Doherty says the messages are not limited to missing children. They can be used to warn of terror attacks or natural disasters, and they don't cost users a penny.
These alerts come over the cell towers to cell phones that are in the area that the alerting authority has decided should get those alerts. So we call these geo-targeted alerts. You designate the area on a map that you want the alerts to go to, and boom, those cell phones start getting them. And they can be surprising. Some people didn't know their phones had the ability to make that noise.
Doherty says, isn't that something?
Yeah.
He says they'll never send those alerts between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m. And coming up on the Doug Wright Show, he's going to talk with an expert who explains you don't even have to have Wi-Fi or cell service to receive this alert. Isn't that extraordinary?
That is amazing.